to go. Taco to
and a big queue.
Taco to go.
Taco to go. Trip Taco just $2.99. Comes with a big Q, this deal so fine. Brisket breakfast, so much to choose for $2.99. You really can't lose.
Taco to go, taco to.
This deal legit.
Taco to go, taco.
Only at Quick Trip.
Taco to go, taco to go, taco to go. $2.99.
We mentioned it with John Rooney, the radio voice of the Cardinals, just a few moments ago. Today, a Cardinal great, I think we could call him that because he is very likely going to be a Cardinals Hall of Famer someday. Matt Carpenter, who played in 14 seasons in Major League Baseball, has decided to officially call it a career and talked with Sports Spectrum earlier today, and he made that announcement.
Wanted to take this opportunity on this podcast here with you and officially announce my retirement from the game of baseball. Was very fortunate enough to play, you know, for some great organizations, and had quite a thrill being able to don the St. Louis Cardinals logo for many years. A brief stint with the New York Yankees and also the San Diego Padres. And, you know, I could thank a lot of people and I will. But I think I've got to start with my family. My wife, Mackenzie, anybody who's played professional baseball knows that it takes a really strong woman at home, to get through, what that life looks like. And she was the rock in our household that was able for me to go out and play the game that I loved for so long. And so I can't start without thanking her. And then obviously my parents, my mom, my dad. Having kids now, you realize the sacrifices you make for your own children coming up from the time that they're walking or born. And then and obviously through youth sports, my dad was my coach. And my love for the game of baseball came from his love of the game of baseball. He pretty much taught me everything that I know about the game. So obviously a huge thank you to them. And I just wanted to get that out there. And I'm excited for what's next and getting to spend some much needed quality time with my wife and kids on a more consistent basis now that, you know, you put the cleats up. So, yeah, it's exciting stuff.
Matt Carpenter, after 14 seasons in Major League Baseball, has officially announced that he is done in the game of baseball. So it's, you know, it's sad to see a career come to an end. But, you know, he was still playing at 38, mm-hmm. which is that's ancient. Up there. Yeah, it's ancient for a baseball player, for any professional athlete to still be going at the age of 38. And he hangs it up. All-star three times, MVP voting. He finished fourth one year, won a Silver Slugger that same year.
Technically a World Series champion. Didn't play in the postseason in 2011, but right. Did debut with the team that year.
Got a ring. Which is good. Yeah. So it's, and the only...
go ahead.
No, I was going to say, like, I think the only player that I ever really liked that didn't wear batting gloves... I'm always
batting gloves.
He didn't wear batting gloves.
He didn't wear I'm looking at a picture. Oh my gosh. Doesn't that hurt? Not wearing batting gloves?
I mean, I don't like it.
You don't even play baseball.
I know, I don't like it. I don't like looking at it.
At the batting gloves?
I just wish he would have put some batting gloves on.
Yeah. It does look a little naked now. I never noticed it.
You didn't?
No.
Yeah, that was his thing. Oh, Moises Alou did it. I didn't like him, though. He was kind of
he had really calloused hands?
Had to have.
Because, like, have you ever gone, okay, as a kid, every kid has gone to batting cages. And I didn't play baseball, but we went to the batting cages. You always left the batting cages with blisters.
Amy, do you know the thing about Moises Alou?
No.
You don't? Well, he had calluses. And
ew, oh, no.
Do you want to know what he said? He said his secret to hardening the skin on his hands so that he could hold the baseball bat without gloves.
Yeah.
He went pee-pee on them.
every day?
I don't know. He said he did it in the shower, and that's how he developed it, which I think is complete
because the
non-scientific
acid,
nonsense, but that's what he said. So Moises Alou is very well known for that. Like, that is his
thing. The acidic bile that he peed on his hands every day.
I don't know. That's what he said, and he said it worked. But he is famous for that.
Can you call Matt Carpenter and see if he tried that?
No, we don't need to ask. Well, okay, we could.
I feel like reporting.
I'll tell you what, let's get Carpenter on some point here in the next several days if we can. And I'm going to ask him. I'm going to ask him if he ever did that.
I mean, because honestly, you do. Everybody knows what I'm talking about. If you've ever gone to the batting cages and you're not a baseball player, which I wasn't, I didn't play softball. I would play baseball in the yard, play with friends. I didn't have batting gloves. I didn't bring batting gloves to the batting cages. To me, not as a baseball player, it was like bringing your own bowling shoes. Who does that?
Well, when I was a kid playing Little League baseball, it was a big deal if you got a pair of batting gloves.
Yeah.
And that was in the 80s when some guys only wore one batting glove. Mm-hmm. Do you remember that time? Where it was just the bottom hand. The bottom hand would have a batting glove.
Yeah.
And the top hand would be free. And a lot of major leaguers did that too. So when you got a batting glove, it was a cool thing. When you got two batting gloves, oh my God.
Yeah.
You were otherworldly.
You know, Mark McGwire threw his batting glove. I got his batting glove. He threw it to me when I was a kid.
Do you still have it?
No, because I gave it to my friend who brought me to the game.
Let me give you another piece of history.
Okay.
The person who is credited with starting the batting glove thing in Major League Baseball, Hawk Harrelson, who was a player and then the White Sox longtime TV guy. You know, the guy who says, he gone. That guy.
Yeah.
That guy.
Huh.
He took his golf glove and he used it.
Because they look like golf gloves.
That's what he did. And that's where batting gloves started.
Interesting, you know? And now, you can go to a CYC game for fourth graders. They've got sliding mitts. You've never seen kids decked out like CYC games.
Oh, the sliding, the oven mitt looking thing?
The oven mitt looking thing.
I hate those.
It's all about the gear now.
I know. That's one of my old man things. I hate those. I hate the oven mitt. Guys out there with an oven mitt.
It's pretty big.
It is. It looks stupid. I don't like it.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.